And today we will look at the attribute. It's attribute number 52, and it's al-haq, the truth. Let's look at a reference from the Quran first. In Surah Al-Hajj, that's Surah number 22, Ayah 6, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقُّ وَأَنَّهُ يُحْيِي الْمَوْتَ وَأَنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. This is because Allah is the truth, and because He gives life to the dead, and because He has power over all things. Let's try and understand first theoretically, when we say that Allah is al-haq, the truth, what it entails in our belief. His existence is proven to be true, and so is His divinity. He makes the truth manifest by the power of His words. He supports those whom He loves by His signs. Allah is their truth, worthy of being worshipped, who is always there, who never disappears, whose presence is proven to have always been since time immemorial and forever, before time and above time. His presence is a reality standing on its own merits, and there is no existence which exists except through Him and by Him. He permits the truth to manifest itself. He creates everything on truth as His wisdom dictates. Al-Haq is the antithesis of falsehood. The Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said, لَبَّيْكَ حَكَّا حَكَّا. Here I am, O truth, O the truthful one. Here I am in obedience to you. By extension, he's saying, here I am, O the antithesis of falsehood. Now, whenever it is said, whenever the Prophet used to stand for tahajjud during the night, he would say in his dua, he would say, Ya Rabbi, you are the truth. Your speech is the truth. Your promise is the truth. Meeting with you is the truth. Jannah is truth. Jahannam is truth. Judgment is truth. Ya Rabbi, I have submitted myself to you. I have believed in you. I have relied on you. To you I return. For your sake I dispute with others. Based upon your truth I arbitrate. So I implore you to forgive my past faults and my future ones, what I have concealed and what I have manifested. You are my Rabb, the truth. There is no God but you. To think like that, to take it through like that. Now how does this truth manifest itself in us? Abdul Haq is one who is not false in either actions or words. He or she is aware of the truth at all times in all circumstances. For him or her, truth is always present and constant through this manifestation of Tawheed. There's a well-known parable about Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam and the Queen of Sheba, Bilqis. It is said that their relationship is symbolized by a paralyzed child. And Bilqis says, tell me Sulaiman, we're both strong and healthy. Why is our child, that is our relationship, not healthy? Is there no remedy for this affliction? Let us try to find one. The next time Jibreel brings you a message, ask him to read and tell you all that is written about the secret in the divine tables. Perhaps there is a chance for our child to be cured. Who knows? Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam agrees, and when the angel appears, he tells him of his wish. Jibreel returns with greetings for Prophet Sulaiman from the Creator. He says, know that two things are necessary if your child is to regain its health, and both are most precious and rare in the world. In any relationship, both should be able to tell the truth. The husband must tell the truth to his wife, and the wife to her husband. When Bilqis heard this, she said, question me, Sulaiman, so that I can answer as God wills. Sulaiman thought for a while. Then he said, Bilqis, your beauty is the target of all eyes. But you yourself, did you ever feel passion for anyone except me? Bilqis said, for me you are more radiant than the sun, and superior to everybody and everything, not only through your youthful beauty, your kindness and your tenderness, the way you offer your guests a Jannah on earth, and you yourself are the guardian of this Jannah. Whatever exists down here, visible or hidden, belongs to you. for the seal of your power as a prophet is to preserve this world. And yet, O Suleiman, in spite of all this, it happened to me that looking at once at one of the youth, I didn't remain free from desire. No sooner had she allowed this confession to escape her lips that the child beside her lifted his helpless little hands. "Look, Mama, look, they move," he said. Profoundly happy, she turned to Suleiman and said, "O my Lord, good and wise, master over the demons and the jinns, now for the sake of this child you must answer my question, if it does not disturb you, so that his legs may be cured through your reply to me, just as his arms were cured through my answer to you. You possess more treasures on this earth than anyone else. Tell me, in spite of your riches, did you ever want your neighbor's possessions?" Suleiman said, "You're right. No man ever possessed so much, wasn't granted so much ni'mah, so many treasures between the heaven and earth as I. Yet I have to confess that once in a while, when those who come to pay their respects to me, when I look at their hands, I wonder how many presents are they bringing?" The words had hardly been spoken when the river of life rushed into the legs of the little one, who began to kick and crawl. He had been cured because they were truthful to each other. Now this is a parable. The child of Suleiman and Bilqis can be seen as other than a physical person. No relationship, least of all the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can survive in the darkness of lies and deceit. Without truth, there is no trust. Without trust, there are no relationships. So psychoethically and socioethically, A, we must be truthful to ourselves, and two, truthful in our relationship with others. If you feel that even though despite your efforts, you're not getting the sustenance that you wish, then recite, La ilaha illallahul malikul haqqul mubin, 100 times each day, and you will receive sustenance from unexpected places. I repeat, La ilaha illallahul malikul haqqul mubin. There is no God but Allah, the King, the clear truth, haqqul mubin. I repeat again one more time, La ilaha illallahul malikul haqqul mubin.